Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece, getting ready to do some Are You Better in just a moment, where we'll find out if Kevin thinks he's better than another host who, I guess, has no job anymore, but still is pretty awesome at what he does.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a moment. Before we do, though, Kevin, a game happened on Saturday. I know this seems like a long time to wait before we talk about this story.
Feels like you could be on another sports station.
All right, never mind. We're not going to do this story
I'm
now,
I'm just
Kevin.
Kidding, man.
The Gophers of Minnesota, Golden Gophers, that is, and Alabama. I know everybody loves Alabama football, but do you really ever pay attention to Alabama basketball?
And Avery Johnson's their coach, right?
Yeah, yeah, he's a big hitter, man. The other thing, though, is, like, does anybody really ever pay attention to NCAA basketball in November?
You know that I do.
The answer is no, except for Kevin, who once texted me on a Saturday night, dude, are you watching this Purdue Notre Dame game or something like that?
It went to like Eastern four overtimes.
And screw that. A&M is in the top 15.
Dude, it was the weirdest moment to get a text.
Beat USC on Sunday night.
I was enjoying life, and Kevin is watching college basketball. You don't watch college basketball until the middle of March, all right?
Dude, you know that I do. I told you I didn't go to sleep until after midnight on Sunday night because I was watching the Duke game.
Was that the Duke Texas game or was that
no,
Saturday?
No, the Duke Texas was in the semis. It was Duke Florida that was in the finals.
I will admit, as much as I love hearing Jeff and KT and Broadus, and I like to get involved in it too, but whenever we talk about the draft, the NFL draft, it's one of my favorite parts of the year because it's that hope factor, right?
Sure.
You get to really break down what a player does, but it's the hope that you get to get that guy. And there's nothing more I love than whenever we get together and Nick Nepik and you and Bassick and Skin start giving me ideas of, hey, Bagley is the guy. But this game specifically is Alabama and Minnesota. They finished the final 10 minutes of the game 5-on-3. There was evidently a little fight that went down. Avery Johnson was ejected for leaving the bench, and all this stuff went down. And there were only three players left for Alabama, and they trailed by 11, and they were able to, I guess the final score, they only lost by 5 points. I've never seen anything like this before.
And I'm pretty sure they outscored Minnesota by 10.
Really?
When it was 3-on-5.
So they were losing.
Oh, yeah. No, they did better.
By more where they had five people on the court.
With three players on the court, they did five. I've never seen anything like this before. One time I was covering a high school basketball game where they got down to four players, and I honestly didn't know if they were going to, like, stop the game, or I wasn't prepared for that.
They can play with three, though. Yes. Right? If it goes any lower than that, though, I think they're done. It's weird, though. They can play with three.
That makes no sense, because NBA jams, you can play with two, so I think give them a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, I think as long as you have a player, you should let him go out there. Yeah, man. If that dude wants to go out there 1-on-5, like, let's see what happens.
He's going to get embarrassed, but it'll still be a lot
of fun.
I mean,
maybe. But if I told you that it was like LeBron against the Bulls 1-on-5, wouldn't you kind of want to see what happens?
I'd give LeBron a chance.
I would too.
Weirdly.
I'd say he's a 2-point underdog.
Really?
But that's it. That's what I'm setting the line at.
Well, that is, I guess, keep an eye on Alabama and see what's going on there.
Let me ask you this, Corey.
Yeah.
Do you think that Alabama will start their next game with only three players, seeing as how much they excelled against Minnesota?
I think the most interesting part is how much better they did with only three players and no Avery Johnson. So that's something that you might want to keep in
mind. I don't know what you're getting at there.
Let's do some Are You Better.
You're Daryl Strawberry.
Yes.
You play right field.
Yes.
I play right field, too.
So?
Well, are you better than me?
Well, I never met you, but yes.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry. And yes, Kevin, I'm better than you.
Dude, he changed their hotel in the middle of the playoffs and just said, hey, we're moving. That's a ridiculous decision.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
This
I just don't want to think about it.
Where we ask Kevin if he thinks he's better than everybody born today, and that includes fans. If you think you're better than Kevin, or if you just want to live vicariously through Kevin, you can do that too. You can say, hey, Kevin is better than that person. They're sycophants.
Do you think after hearing the college basketball thing, anyone wants to live vicariously through me?
No.
I'm out.
They don't want to live that life. We start things off, Kevin. Anna Nicole Smith. She died in 2007. She was gone too soon.
Was she? She was a junkie.
I think anytime somebody dies, they're gone too soon unless they lived 100.
But if you're a junkie, a century. I don't really feel bad for you.
I don't
you.
Know, man.
She served me chicken.
What?
Yep.
What kind of chicken?
Fried chicken. Jimmy's Fried Chicken in Mahia. We would go to Sunday church in Teague, Texas, then go to Mahia for Sunday lunch, and she worked as a waitress at Jimmy's Crispy Fried Chicken.
Now, that being said, have you ever seen the movie Skyscraper?
No.
It's terrible. It's kind of like a knockoff.
Of course you've seen it.
Die then. Hard with nudity in it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I think she gets roped into trying to save the people in the building, but at some point they're like, well, Naked time too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not good, but I've seen parts
she
of it.
She wasn't bad in Naked Gun.
Yeah.
It wasn't horrible.
Yeah, I mean, oh well. We all move on better.
But there was a time, right?
Probably
there was
I might have been
for all of us, right?
Sure.
Yes, Jean's ad, yeah.
Man, do you think her and the old man?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He was drilling for oil.
Okay. Good Lord.
Troy?
It's a family show.
He was an oil man. That's how he made his money.
Are just now getting dropped off at
school.
Hold
on. Now, if you're drilling for oil, what's the best spot that you can find when you find lots of oil? And
never mind. I'm done talking to you guys.
By the way, we got Jerry Jones coming up at 8:30.
That's right.
Call that
spot.
That
is right. Jerry Jones at 8:30 today. We get to talk to
him. Maybe we should ask him that question.
Trey Songz turns 32 today.
I don't want nobody else but you.
I have no idea what
listen to this song and decide then.
Okay.
If you don't know who Trey Songz is, then listen to this and decide.
Is this like his best song?
I don't.
This is new one. Bottoms Up with Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah. Bottoms Up, dude.
Do we have that one accessible?
I do not.
I don't know if we have the
Amp got blown away.
Version.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Better.
Summer Rae turns 33 today.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Did you have that hotkey?
No way.
Hotkey 244?
Call to me, call
there it
to
is.
Me.
I don't know. I honestly don't know if she has theme music.
Oh, she's such a terrible gum, wrestler. Bubblegum girly pop song.
I think she got released. Yeah. But like, she's the quintessential jobber that was just in the ring when they came back from commercial. She's got a good body. Her face is busted. She was in the lingerie football league and not good at wrestling. So I'm going to have to say better.
Jeez.
Better.
Adam Hicks turns 24 today, Kevin.
Is that Soul Patrol?
I don't know. What's...
Is that old man looking guy from American Idol?
Adam Hicks is the redheaded kid from Lemonade Mouth.
Oh!
One of your favorite movies.
Okay, was he also in Zeke and Josh or
something like
yes!
that?
Yes, I know who that is. Oh, yeah. He's definitely better than me.
What? Because of
man,
what he did in Zeke and Luther
my
and
son
Lemonade Mouth?
Loved Zeke and Luther. Also was in Pear Kings. Yeah, and you need to watch Lemonade Mouth. One of the best Disney movies ever made.
Is it that or Camp Rock?
I think Lemonade Mouth's better than Camp Rock.
The advantage of the song Determinate pushes it over.
All right,
how do you know?
Right.
Wow.
Because I know kids music
dude.
And talk radio. Yeah. That's all I know.
Weird combination.
So if you're mad that I didn't know Trey Songz, that's why. I listen to talk radio and kids music.
Turning 24 today, Jarvis Landry.
Oh, yeah. Jarvis Landry, he said, I think it's a Jarvis. Jarvis Landry, he guaranteed that the Dolphins would beat the Patriots twice. And then they just got
they didn't win either
smashed
one of them.
By the Patriots. So I guess I'll say better. Better. It's a fair question from the 469. My kids are asking me if women have oil inside of them.
Oh, God.
We all have oils inside of our body.
If you dig deep enough.
Oh, my God.
Vegetable
oil? I was trying to fix it, Roy. You just made it worse.
Olive oil?
What size is your Derek?
Coconut oil?
I like to use extra virgin olive oil.
Lost control of the guys that are typically already on this show, Kevin. We're not even the ones.
Because you probably can't envision Sean like going down the oil equals you know what.
Turning 54 today, John Stewart.
Oh, icon.
So missed.
Icon.
He really is. Trevor Noah is not super good on The Daily Show.
He's not bad. He's just not John.
Yeah, I've been really disappointed. I think Trevor Noah is lazy because he came in and he's like, yeah, it's not going to be like the old Daily Show. We're not just going to bash Republicans and blah, blah, blah. And that's all they do. And it's really disappointing. And he's scared to ask Democrats tough questions. Like, that's disappointing because I thought Jon Stewart, even when he was like in love with the Democrats,
he
would ask tough questions. Trevor Noah fears tough questions to people that he's afraid his audience likes.
This is about Jon Stewart, not about Trevor Noah.
And so, blah, 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 CNN!
So that sounds right. I don't even know who that was. That was amazing.
What was that?
That was
Sparks.
Yes.
The guy who was in the locker room after the Astros won the championship.
Yeah, blah, 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 I want some boring interviews!
That's amazing. Jon Stewart also just hosted Night of Too Many Stars for Autism Awareness. That's tremendous. He's definitely better than me.
Turning 32 today, Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Now, she is... my God.
She's a hot dude.
She is a hot.
She's not a hot dude. She's not a hot dude. She's just a hot dude.
She was in Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which is an awesome movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
She was also in 10 Cloverfield Lane, which is really good. I think John Goodman should have been up for an Academy Award.
He's also awesome in Sky High.
I don't know what that is.
You need to watch Sky High, dude.
Awful.
Superhero.
Kurt Russell and so terrible.
Kurt Russell is in that movie?
Kelly Preston's in it, too.
Oh,
so
we love Kelly Preston.
Terrible.
What's Mary Elizabeth up to? Is she, like, married or something?
Says she is, she was married to filmmaker and TV writer Riley Stearns. Until
like
2017, she began dating, oh, no. You're never going to get her, dude. Sorry.
Who's she dating?
Ewan McGregor.
Oh, dang.
No. Obi-Wan Kenobi?
They can't defeat Ewan McGregor.
You know what? I was all ready to vote for her, but now that she's hooking up with Obi-Wan Kenobi.
She made a good decision. It's a good decision.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely better than me. Man, like way better.
Andrew Bogut turns 32 today.
Although there is a story about Ewan McGregor.
What?
Sorry, you did mention Ewan McGregor, right?
Yeah.
That's who you're talking about? There's a story. His wife is convinced he was cheating on her.
Oh,
it says
no.
They started dating in November of 2017.
That's a day ago.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
So this is, like, happening right now.
With Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, she was also in Fargo Season 3, which I thought was better than other people did. Who?
Oh,
Andrew Bogut?
She is in the middle. Andrew Bogut, yeah.
Look at that, dude. It's, like, birthday... Man. Love triangle.
Because they were in Fargo together.
Andrew Bogut and her?
No, I watched that.
Digging for oil in Fargo.
I think, probably not right away. I think that it's weird that in the year 2005, Utah produced the number one pick in football and the basketball draft. I feel like that's one thing in sports that doesn't get talked about enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Utah. The school of Utah had not only the top pick in football, but also the top pick in basketball in the same year. Like, neither of them turned out to be great, but still, that's amazing. But, I'm definitely better than Andrew Bogut.
Judd Nelson turns 57 years old today.
Man.
Judd.
One of my top five movies of all time.
New Jack.
No, I do like New
Come
Jack
on now.
City.
New Jack City's great.
But it's The Breakfast Club, of course. One of my top five movies of all time. Though I might have to replace Usual Suspects because of the, all that Kevin Spacey stuff. I'm not really sure if I'm allowed to like that movie anymore.
That.
Have you not?
No.
It's been a pretty big story, Troy.
Stuff?
Judd Nelson still definitely better than me.
And as we roll out of here, turning 37 today, Chamillionaire.
They see me rolling.
Okay, now we're talking. I have heard this song. This is
of course you have. This is like 13 years old.
I know. This is why I usually like give musicians the nod. If you've had a song that's big enough to make its way to me and you're not like in 21 Pilots, then I know that you're huge or you were huge as a musician. So, yes, Chamillionaire can definitely be better than me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.